Garrett Edelstein here, your celeb expert and your celeb savant. Celeb Savant is a weekly entertainment show. We have long-form career retrospective type interviews with celebrities, singers, actors, and industry experts. On this episode of Celeb Savant, I'll be speaking to Malaika Salatis. She was born and raised in Reunion Island. Malaika is a professional singer, dancer, model, and actress. After her high school degree, she moved to Paris, where she studied advertising and marketing at the renowned Sub de Pub. Although it is in 2015, whilst living in Australia, that she came to refine her artistry and understand her cultural identity. Since she has travelled the world, making her mark in the hearts of others, she quickly established herself as a highly refined model and dancer, both within Australia and beyond. She has performed for renowned artists such as Macklemore, Tiwa Savage, and many more, and appeared on TV shows, i.e. The Voice. This is Celeb Savant with Malaika Salatis. The beautiful Miss Malaika Salatis. Malaika, where do we find you in the world? What's happening in your life and how are you?
I'm really good and I'm excited. I was in the studio all day and I'm working on my music. So it's very exciting for me at the moment.
And where in the world do we find you?
I'm in Reunion Island.
Oh, okay. Beautiful, beautiful. Is your the official language there French?
Yeah, it's a French territory. So we're based in Indian Ocean near Madagascar. So we're not too far from South Africa, actually. Wow. We're about 4 hours away.
Okay. Is it near Mauritius?
Yeah. Yes, Mauritius is very close to us. It's about 30-minute flight.
Oh, wow.
We're very close to Mauritius. Yeah.
So I must definitely come visit. I haven't been there yet, but I'll add it to my list of destinations. So let's start from the very beginning. Tell us about your musical journey, how you got into your music, and what drew you and inspired you to start performing.
I mean, I grew up with my auntie. She's a singer and she's a dancer as well. Okay. So I started with I take classes, and I just always loved music, to be honest. And I just got the opportunity to record my music and I jumped in. And it's very new for me. So recording and thinking about being on stage as a singer is completely new, but I love the sensation.
Wow. And tell us about the type of music that you perform and write.
I don't know. I just feel like it's pop music because pop is about everything. And because I'm from Reunion Island, it's a very mixed country with many influences from all over the world. I just felt like I couldn't just put a name on my music. So we're just trying to, like, Give It All is my first single. And I wanted something very, like, dancey, like Zouk and Kizomba, because we dance with a lot back home. So we just did that track. And it's a mix of a lot of gender on my music, like dancehall or R&B or Afrobeats.
Yeah.
So I don't really know how to label my music.
Okay. And do you write your own lyrics, or do you create it yourself, or do you collaborate with other artists?
I do both.
Okay.
I love working with a writer from Australia. It's really good when I want to write in English. And I do work with other people in Reunion Island because I feel like, because we speak French, but we do also speak Creole.
Okay.
And I wanted to learn how to write in Creole because we don't really learn Creole. And it's like something like we speak French most of the time. It's been like, it's almost difficult to write in Creole. So I have a lot of help from people here, but I do write my own melody as well. And I just want to get better at it.
Okay.
So I always trust people around me.
Your music, what inspires those lyrics or how you write? Is it your personal experiences? What's happening in the world? A combination of both?
I feel it's a combination of both because my experience is obviously part of what is happening in the world.
Yeah.
It's always like my experiences, everything I went through, and especially the relationship I have. It could be like a relationship with my mother, the relationship with a boyfriend or with a friend. And I always feel like it's really a big part of what we're living. If we don't know how to live with each other, I mean, like the whole world can't. So I guess it's both.
Tell us a little bit more. You mentioned the single that you recently wrote. Tell us more about the other songs and the other music that you're busy working on.
I'm working on my second single right now, and okay. It's a flavor of dancehall and reggae music.
Okay.
Which was born in Jamaica, very popular in Reunion Island. So I'm really excited about it because it's featuring an artist from Reunion Island, and he's really, really good one here. I have a lot of respect for him. So it's such an amazing journey to work on that type of music with someone from the island. Because I lived away for quite a long time, so being back in my country is nice.
So how long were you away from Reunion Islands?
I've been away for 8 years.
Wow.
I used to live in Paris, and then I moved to Australia.
Yes, and you were signed to, I think, correct me if I'm wrong, you were signed to Warner Australia. And how is that going? Are you still signed with them?
I'm not signed with Warner. I was part of a talent search. They were searching for talent. And Warner contacted me, and his producer quickly admired my work. And we started to work together. But I didn't go forward. Like, I didn't go through with Warner.
Okay.
It was like many reasons, and I choose to be independent with time. And I've signed a distribution deal with Empire. So I'm under Empire Africa right now.
Okay, amazing. And what was it like to work with that Warner producer?
It was amazing because, singing is very difficult. I'm a bit shy. I don't really speak loud. And he helped me with all of that. Because of his experience, the way that he would help me to write, to understand music, was it's the best experience I had.
Your choice of music, does that allow you to come a little bit out of your shell? Because you're doing the pop, the Afro beats, and as you mentioned, so it's a little bit more dancey, it's a little bit more movement. So does that allow you to put on a persona to say, okay, now I'm going to be not Malaika for a moment, I'm going to play into this music and move a little bit away from my shyness? Does that type of music help you with that?
I guess it's just like many faces of me. So it allows me to be everything I used to. I don't know how to explain, but I have so much difficulties to... When I was traveling, I was telling people, I'm from Reunion Island. And they would be like, where is Reunion Island? So I had to explain what Reunion Island is and explain to them that, yeah, of course, I am black, but I'm not from Africa, but my country belongs to Africa. But at the same time, it's French. So like trying to explain all of this to people reminds me that I didn't want to be put into a box.
Yes.
And I wanted to have my own box where I could be free. So doing all this music, it's part of me, and it allows me to show many faces. And obviously, because I'm a dancer, it allows me to dance on my own music.
I like what you say, because people tend to box people. We are not in a box. I mean, Malaika, she's a dancer, she's a singer, she's an actress, she's a daughter, she's a partner. She's many things, the same way Barrett is a journalist. He's a spinning instructor. He likes to dance. It's not about putting people into boxes. It's about seeing a person as a person who can accomplish and do many things in many areas. So I totally agree with you. It's completely, because they see you this type, so they automatically think, okay, because you're this type means that you are only that and you can't be anything more than that.
Yeah. I mean, like, we tend to go, I mean, even myself, sometimes I see people like you, like everything you say about you, I wouldn't know. I would just stop myself and say, like, this was the journalist I had for this interview, but I wouldn't know that he loves dancing. He loves doing this and all of that.
Yeah. So
it's cool. It's cool knowing that we are more than what we see.
Exactly. You're busy working on your second single, as you mentioned. Is it going to lead to a body of work for a full album?
It is. It's the full body of work for my EP, and I'm excited. The name of my EP is called Reunion, so I'm very excited. It's seven tracks, and seven tracks explaining all my love for my country.
Wow. And when does it come out?
I hope soon. I hope before the end of this year.
Okay.
We don't have a date, but normally we should be out soon.
Brilliant. Now, you've collaborated with a bunch of artists. Are there any artists that you still want to collaborate with, or who's on your wish or your bucket list that you'd like to collaborate with?
Oh my God, there's so many people. There's so many people in my country, and there's so many people outside of my country. But, you know, I don't know. It's people like, obviously, someone that I really admire right now for what he's doing and the way he speaks is Burna Boy. So yes. I hope to get to meet him and maybe have the opportunity one day to collaborate with him.
Let's put it out there that that'll happen. Burna Boy and Malaika, yeah. That's going to be the next track. So you've got the EP coming out potentially before the end of the year. After that, what's next for your journey?
Many things. I don't know. I can't really like plan what's going to be next, but I really hope I can do another EP.
Okay.
Like I really want to get into this music journey. Like it really matters to me, but I also love doing production. So I'm actually working a lot on audiovisual production. So I do a lot of music videos. I do direct and do creative directors. So I really hope to get into doing my own short movies with music, dancing and acting into it. So this is like one of my biggest dreams. I'm a huge fan of Baz Luhrmann, and I want to do my own Moulin Rouge one day.
That sounds amazing. I look forward to seeing that. So you yeah. say you say you do direct and you produce music videos. Is that for other artists as well?
Yeah, I produce music videos for other artists.
What is it like doing that for other artists compared to doing that for your own work?
It's easier because I had to understand myself as an artist. So when I speak to other artists, I try to make them feel comfortable because it's not easy to get at the front of camera and be comfortable.
Yeah.
So I try to help them to find the best way to show their emotions, what they're trying to express. Because some of them are really like very sensitive. So it's good to be an artist and to speak the same language than them.
A lot of people, you notice, bring up a camera and their personality automatically changes. It's like they get shy or they don't know what to say or they don't know how to act. So it's very interesting that I'm sure it's a unique talent to be able to find that person's uniqueness and their emotion and how to tap into that
yeah.
so that they can shine in their own light.
Yeah, this is exactly, yeah. But it's hard. Yeah, you need to have the artist's faith, like they need to trust you. And it's not an easy way because obviously many artists don't trust they went through a hard time
yeah.
to become who they are, to break through this wall where they can actually speak their truth. And not being hurt, even if they have so much love for people around them. So you have to gain their trust, and it's not easy. But when you do, I've seen magic happen on screen from everyone.
When a camera comes to you, do you find shyness comes out more? How do you break that wall or break that barrier when it's you in front of the camera and you have to put on one of your faces or one of your personas? Is it easy for you to do that, or do you find it challenging?
It's always challenging. I'm not gonna lie, I've been on the front of the camera so many times, and every time I go through the same process, I have to close my eyes and forget that there's people around me so I can switch and become who I'm supposed to be at that moment.
It's such an interesting conversation. This, I love, you know, I find it so interesting. And, you know, because you have these reality TV shows in inverted commas where it's supposed to be them and just their lives. I'm not mentioning any specific programs, but just the fact that there's a camera there automatically changes the perception, because of the fact that there's a camera means that those people are acting in a different way compared to if a camera was not there. So the fact that it's reality TV in inverted commas, it can never be that 100% real because the cameras are there.
No. it's really difficult. That's why you go through a whole process where you have to shut down everything around. Because, I mean, like, it's like watching a movie. You love seeing, like, honesty from the actors. So, and that's why I try to reach when I do music videos with people. It's like you're speaking truth when you hold the microphone. So I do want to see the same thing when you play your character in your music video.
Yeah, it's completely
that's
true.
my I mean like that's the part I've chosen. I mean, like, some director would be like, yeah, just like be someone else, but I mean, like, it's just a choice.
Let's go back to your journey and your music. Are you enjoying the journeys thus far of creating your music and being in the spotlight?
It's challenging. I'm not lying. It's difficult because, I mean, like, I'm difficult with myself. Like, the only reason I feel it's difficult is I try to reach the best, and the best is not always easy. And it doesn't exist, actually. Like, it just doesn't exist. So I'm more like trying to be like, to just let go and trust people around me as well, and be like, everything is going to be all right. But I do love it. Like, when I'm home by myself, I'm like, oh my God, I am so happy that I've chosen this life.
I love that, because, you know, the best for you is different to me. And yet we try and attain that best all the time by being hard on ourselves. And it's like, oh, it's not good enough. It's not best. It's not the best. It should be better. In the meantime, it's just all an illusion.
It is an illusion. Because I remember the first dance video I put out, I was like, so difficult about me. And then when I see people react to it, it's like, but it wasn't that bad. So everything is all right.
Everything's all right. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm going to put you on the spot. And I love playing this game with artists. It doesn't have to be.
What is the game?
Wait. Hold on. Hold your horses. It doesn't have to be, in inverted commas, your favorite, but your top five songs in this moment by other artists, what would they be?
One of my favorite of all time, I mean, like, at the moment.
Yes.
If I'm not saying it wrong, because I'm so bad at reminding, like, I always forget names.
Yeah.
But I've been, like everyone at the moment, I'm such a huge fan of the new Beyoncé album. And okay. Plastic of Soda, The Sofa. It's like one of my favorites because it's very soulful. And I was like, oh my God, that reminds me so much of the 70s. So I play this song every morning.
Which, so Beyonce, Break My Soul?
Not Break My Soul, is Plastic Off and something.
Oh, Plastic Off. Okay. Remember. Yes. Okay. Yeah.
So this one, Lost Ones from Lauryn Hill. Love it.
Lauryn Hill, Lost Ones. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. Third would be, what's the name? Comme si l'on pleuvait from Myra Andrade. She's from Cap Verde.
Okay.
What song do I love to listen to at the moment?
So you got two more. Just two more.
Two more. I know, but it's like, I have listened to so many. Like, there's like Dior from Roger. I love it. Like, this song is like one of my fave right now.
Okay.
And the last one will be Ira Starr, Bloody Samaritan. I love it.
Beautiful, beautiful. The podcast is listened to throughout the world, first in French, and then, because I want to hear that beautiful language, and so do our listeners. First in French, and then in English. What would be your final message to our listening audience?
First in French.
Yes.
First in French. Faites-vous confiance. And that would be in English, trust yourself.
Short and sweet. Love it.
Yeah.
So, Malaika, we wish you all the best for your journey, musical journey. We look forward to hearing all the new music. And we appreciate your time today. And this is Celebs Vant, Barrett Edelstein, signing out.